next up is the director of CORE, Mona Newton.
Hi, Mona.
Hey, how's it going, Amy?
It's going well. How's CORE? What's new?
Good. Well, CORE's doing pretty good. We're super busy right now this fall. We have an interesting, as you know, CORE's a partnership organization, and we like to partner with lots of different entities. And so we're partnering with CLEAR and the town of Carbondale and eBoard and About Saving Heat. And we're hosting the Proof is Possible Tour.
Proof, P-R-O-F-F, Proof is Possible Tour. What's that all about?
P-R-O-O-F, Amy.
What did I say? Prof? P-R-O-F-F, yes, I know my alphabet. P-R-O-O-F, thank you, Mona. Proof, not prof, is possible.
Yes, and so it's exciting because it's a couple that's touring the country in a tiny house, and they're coming to various communities, and they want to show you that you can make your home comfortable and energy efficient, and they're doing it out of a tiny house.
A tiny house. So we get to see an energy efficient tiny house.
Right, right.
I have a question right off the bat for that. How would that apply to a home that isn't a tiny house?
Right. Well, a lot of the energy saving techniques and measures that you do in a 10,000 square foot house, you could do in a 200 square foot house. And so it's all about air sealing and insulation values that are good, and making sure your windows are really tight, and your appliances. Refrigerators really consume a lot of electricity.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they can use a lot. So even if you have a tiny apartment refrigerator, you want to make sure you buy an Energy Star rated refrigerator. If you buy a gargantuan two-door ice-producing, water-producing, triple drawer thing, it can still be Energy Star.
a two-door garage refrigerator.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Energy Star. Well, doesn't Energy Star... Don't they certify all kinds of things, or just refrigerators?
No, they certify all kinds of appliances. You can, except they don't certify things like electric stoves or gas stoves, but they do water heaters, they do furnaces, they do microwaves, they do refrigerators. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a host of appliances that you can get that are certified Energy Star.
Well, this Proof is Possible Tour, talk a little bit about what people can expect on this. I mean, and I show up and there's this cool tiny home, and then what happens?
Yeah, so September 12th is the date. It's Monday and it's 11 to 4. It's going to be over there, set up by the Carbondale Rec Center and Town Hall in that area. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have an opportunity to walk through the house, ask questions of the couple, the Lundgrens, and we'll have other people on staff. The CORE staff will be there, and we'll have About Saving Heat. They'll be able to help you learn more about what you can do to save energy in your home. And if you're building a home, then you can also learn about that, which I want to plug that CORE has a net zero energy grant. I was just talking with Jeff Dickinson about it. Mm-hmm. And if you are building a new home in the Roaring Fork Valley and you build better than the 2015 building code, and you get a rating, a home energy rating on it, then we can offer you anywhere from $2,000 to $8,000 in grant money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we have a few homes that are getting built in the Valley that are utilizing this concept. And I think that's also part of the Proof is Possible. Mm-hmm. Can you get to net zero? Mm-hmm. Now, our idea is you don't have to build to net zero. I call it net zero or darn near.
What is net zero for people who aren't energy wonks? What is net zero?
That's the concept when you're building that uses energy actually either produces more than it consumes, or it just uses the exact amount. It produces as much energy as it uses.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. So for example, you could build a really tight home that's pretty energy efficient, and then you put solar thermal or solar PV on it, and that'll reduce or eliminate your need for additional gas or electricity. You may want to still plug into the grid, so in the event we have that 20-year storm or 100-year storm, but then you don't have to rely on fossil fuels.
So if somebody is at net zero, is that the right way to say it?
Yes.
Are they essentially off the grid?
They can be off the grid. Most people tie into that grid for that measure of safety, but essentially they are.
They are. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. That's really great. Well, winter is coming.
Yes.
You know,
winter's coming.
Not springtime anymore. So you guys have rebates. Mm-hmm. And I obviously am not an energy wonk. So how do these rebates work?
So the idea is that we provide you rebates for buying more energy efficient furnace, hot water, windows. If you add insulation in your attic or in your walls, in your basement, we'll provide you a rebate. And it's really simple to get the rebate from CORE. We have a great person, Kate Hennian, on staff who will help you do that. Okay. And then if there are rebates from other utilities, we'll help you get those also.
So would I buy, say, the new refrigerator and then give you the receipt that says mm-hmm. I bought this Energy Star refrigerator, and then what happens?
And then we'll calculate how much money we'll give you back. It's $100. And then if you're a Holy Cross customer, we'll help you get their rebate, which is about $50. And then if you're an Xcel Energy company, we'll help you get their rebate too. Or if you're an Aspen, there's a rebate there too. So we want to make sure that you get all the incentives that you can get and make it easy.
So do the rebates just, what kind of stuff do you provide rebates for?
Yeah, for the kind of stuff that we offer rebates, that's refrigerators, furnaces, forced air furnaces, boilers, hot water heaters, insulation in your attic, walls, in your crawl space, windows. I might have mentioned that. So those are thermostats, lighting. That's a really big deal. I always look at people's lights.
I know. I bet you do. That's why I would never invite you over to my house. You'd be constantly looking, going, boy, she really needs that there and that there. But yeah, lighting is important for energy.
And it's a big deal. Reduction. Businesses can save a lot of money on lighting and electricity by upgrading their lighting. We have a great person, Brad Davis, who does our commercial rebates and really works with customers all day long to help them do the right thing and make the best investment for them, for their needs.
Well, you know, I think CORE is fascinating. And I think part of it is because I'm not an energy wonk. And no matter how much I read over and over and over about wattage and all of that, and I don't understand it. So it's always neat for me to talk about it, you know. But I want to know, how does public radio help the community office for resource efficiency?
Well, it's in many ways, really, because we are both nonprofit organizations, and CORE, as I said, we like to partner. We've been a partnering, you know, we've been around since 1994.
Mm-hmm. And wow, that long?
That long. Wow. Yeah. And so we have really similar audiences. You have folks right. who are engaged, who think about your community, mm-hmm. who want to make a better change for the world. And that's exactly what the type of person that CORE wants to reach out to. We mm-hmm. want to reach out to everybody, mm-hmm. but we find that working with KD&K is a great partnership. We have our public service announcements, and we have our sponsorship. In fact, I brought a check for Gavin. And
thank you.
It's a really great partnership. Plus, you're willing to interview us on the radio, not only for the nonprofit spotlight, but at other times who we have really important concepts or programs that we're trying to introduce to the community. So it's a great partnership, and I think it's one of synergy.
Well, Mona Newton, Executive Director of the Community Office for Resource Efficiency, or CORE, thanks so much for coming in today. And if people want to reach you, how do they do that?
They can go to our website. It's okay. www.aspencore.org, or you can call our office. That's 970-925-9775. Listen to the list, the short list of programs, and dial that extension, and you'll get to where you want. And if not, we'll help you get to where you want.
Great. Yes, that's one thing I love about CORE, is that you're really, really helpful all the time.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, Mona, for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate being here, and good luck on the fundraiser.
Thank you very much.
All right.